Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
And now, Michael Warpool, Next Door and Window, we're going to talk to you. I feel like we've been neglecting you.
I've been here. You've welcomed me quite
He's got the great view. You don't have to worry about Michael. He's got the view of Navy Pier. He's very happy.
Yeah,
there.
I have zoned out a couple of times.
Isn't this weather...
We're
going to
get you back into it now.
Yes.
This weather is fantastic.
Oh, it's a perfect day to be down here.
It really, truly is. I want to talk about... this was just run into me. I guess David Hochberg sent this to Ben, and Ben ran it into me.
He's not by the pool or the football. He's listening to us, checking on us.
Of course he is, because he wishes he was here.
Yeah.
He does not like to miss
that
a show.
That is true.
And I guess, good afternoon. This is from a listener, Phil. I have a question for Michael Warpool, who will be on the show today. I understand that Next Door and Window replaces windows during the winter months. How do they replace windows and keep the cold air out of the home? Thank you. That is a great question.
That is a great question because, you know, oftentimes people... they don't want to deal with window or door replacement during the winter months because they think that their home is going to become really cold. And, you know, there's a lot of preventive measures that we take to help prevent that. One, you know, we're not taking every window out of the house at the same time.
That's true.
And you know, right. And so we are isolating it generally to one room at a time. And we can keep doors closed. We can put up some barriers, plastic wall barriers to help with that. And the windows, when we take them out and put a new one back in, it's really just a matter of minutes before the new one is going back in.
That so quickly?
It's, well, depending on, you know, whatever they need to do. But it's, they've, they're, you know, that's all we do, window and door replacement. So our guys are really efficient at it. And they can get it set into the hole pretty quick. And there's a lot of other work that they have to do with it, but it's as far as the main opening in your wall, it's closed up rather quickly.
All right. Well, that was a very good question.
Yes.
And how do you know, like,
and thanks for the question, Phil.
How do you know, like, what company to go with? How do you, what are you looking for in a company? Obviously, you want something to look good, but you want it to be quality as well.
You do want it to be quality. So there's really three things you want to focus on is what is the credibility of the company that you're choosing? What's their record of success? And then, you know, what is the product that they're using? So when we talk about their credibility, the company, do look at their reviews. Look at the Better Business Bureau. And it's, you know, that's very easy, BBB.org. You can check them out. What are their how many complaints do they have against them, you know, or lack thereof? So that you really want to look for a company that's credible. Their record of success, again, with their reviews, you know, do they do what they say they're going to do? And, you know, and how well are they doing it? How well are they responding to your needs? And that's their service. Do they have a full service department? You know, if you have an issue, the last thing you want to do is chase people down to get it taken care of, right? So you want to work with a company that is going to warranty the product and the service, product as well as installation, which Next Door and Window does. And then you want to make sure that they're using a quality product because that is going to be the thing that is going to prevent service issues for you down the road, and so on and so on. So, you know, the product really ties into how well everything is going to perform long term.
And this is about the one of the most expensive things you can do to your home, right? I mean, you know, walk us through that a little bit because I know you got to have some deals. You got, I mean, it frightens me sometimes. I think about all the windows.
It's overwhelming.
I have a lot of windows.
I do too.
And I think, oh, I love them. But I'm now, you know, I'm getting to that. My house is getting to that point.
Yeah. So let's first, you mentioned it, Wendy. It can be a little bit overwhelming. So let's first talk about, you know, the experience. For Next Door and Window, we really focus on ensuring that we're delivering a great customer experience because, to your point, it isn't exciting. There's, for this amount of money, I'd rather take a trip, you know, around the world or something. You know, there's a lot of things that we would have on that list, but this is a have-to item. I'm thinking about, you know, all the discussion that we just had with Daryl and folks, you know, taking care of their own health and taking care of your home environment and ensuring it's done properly, that it's all tied together. So it is a an item that is a have to item. And, you know, like I said, there are a lot of other things that we would like to do before that. But it's about focusing on that experience and then having someone that's going to come into your home. And we usually have an educational approach to help you understand, you know, why and make choices. You know, you don't have to always replace all of your windows. You can make a choice.
That's a good, that's a really good thought, because I think, how about sliding doors and things? I'm thinking windows, doors, it's all of that that you offer.
Yes, all going to be, you know, we handle your front door, your entry doors, patio doors, which would be sliding doors, windows. So we handle all of that for you. And you know, each one of those come with, you know, different reasons. Front doors are aesthetic reasons that maybe someone might want to replace it. Patio doors, you know, it could be, you know, the functionality of it. It's lost its functionality, lost energy efficiency. And that's generally the case with the windows. And I again, thinking about our conversation that we had with Daryl here in terms of the importance of taking care of your home. You know, a lot of homes in Chicago, older wood windows, the only thing keeping the water out was some paint and some caulking. And that, diminishes really quickly. And it just takes a pinhole for water to start coming in, and then you start having mold, mildew, and it creates a lot of other problems. And so looking for the companies that focus on educating why we're going to, you know, install the way we're going to install, and focus, you know, have a focus on the installation process and doing it right and using the methods that are going to water protect your home from, you know, the outside elements.
What do you think about preventative? I mean, so we talked about filters a little bit with Wendy, but is there a window test that you, every year you got to check your windows, or how do I get ahead of that?
One, in terms of checking them, you know, getting, if you have old windows, you know, that's a lot of maintenance for you if you're, you know, painting them and caulking and things like that. But another test that you may want to do is functionality. Do you now have a safety concern? So, you know, some of the top reasons, and Wendy talked about her whistling window, that would be a top reason.
Because
you're just, you know, now spending a lot of money, energy efficiency loss. But if your windows or doors are not operating properly, you have young kids, that can be very dangerous. Or elderly folks trying to get out of a home or out of a situation. So checking them periodically, and we usually do every spring or fall. You're opening up your windows to let the fresh air in, and
that's a good time.
Yeah, and then, you know, sometimes we don't always think about how that limits our life. You know, like when we go around our home and we can't open up all of our windows, we can't enjoy the day. So those are definitely signs. But safety.
You can't escape from the children either. You know, right. they're cornering me. How am I going to get out? How about a simple question? We have a texter, 630. Okay. And I don't know if this is your area of expertise, because we're talking installed windows. But how about the best cleaners for glass and windows and something that's not going to leave streaks and that? You got any advice for that? People probably ask you that all the time.
Yeah. You know, glass is very durable, so you can use different materials on there, but you really want to try and keep it as mild of a solution as possible. You know, Windex on the glass is fine, but you do want to keep it as mild of a solution, especially if you're have painted surfaces on the inside. You want to make sure that you're not, you know, deteriorating the paint or, you know, making the paint come off, you know, faster than it should.
Yeah. Keep the text coming in, 312-981-7200. I think I want to ask you next about, like, you said people need to get out and that functionality piece. So there's a lot of different types of windows. Any that are less functional, or I think I have the, you know, this, I have the crank, I don't know what they're called. Is it a Lincoln?
The crank windows.
You can't escape out of those.
Are those casement windows?
That's a question for Michael.
You can. And so another reason, you know, make sure the hardware is functioning properly, and you can definitely open those up and jump out or climb out, however you need to get out, you know, properly, you can do that. The double hung windows are the ones that slide up and down. Again, you just really want to watch out and make sure they're not painted shut, functionality, things of that nature. Again, that's a safety concern that you really, it's important to have your windows replaced.
We are learning so much about windows. And David, thank you. I was having a little tickle and coughing spasm.
But it was not the Heimlich. I could tell it was not the Heimlich.
No, I was fine. I was fine. I just had to get a cough drop. We are going to take a break. And if you have window questions, I don't know, you pretty much covered a lot. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We'll continue with Michael Warpool. Next door and window, it's 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
You just need to have the right agent who's going to bat for you guys, who can be aggressive in this market.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
It's like a dating website, right? Don't be a creep or a pain in the rear end. Not that I know anything about that.
Don't be creepy. He's a pro.
I'm just saying.
Did you look in the mirror this morning?
I Googled it.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
All right, I am back in action. I had a major coughing fit. It's Wendy Snyder in for David. Sorry, David, thank you, David Haas, for filling the time with you, Michael. And then, Daryl, you went out of the studio with me, and your wife, Ruth, has these crazy licorice things. What is this?
Fisherman's Friend is the best friend for anyone who's public speaking or radio broadcasting. It will take the tickle away in your throat.
Oh my God, they're
immediately.
So strong. So
I can smell it over here.
If you don't like licorice, you won't like Fisherman's Friend. But if you do.
Yeah, 7-7.
Well, it worked. You got back here. And to the 773 texter, I can assure you that Wendy did not take a huge hit from a bong. I was sitting here.
No, I am just getting over a sinus infection. And I felt this little tickle happening when Michael Warpool was talking. And I'm like, oh, I got to grab a cough drop. And I dropped my purse all over the floor. It's like,
that's all good, though.
Sorry, guys.
I mean, but with still a lot of good texts coming in and such. So you want to get back to Michael? Should we stay on Michael here with these texters?
Yeah, definitely.
Michael, we've got a 708 texter. What's the difference between fiberglass and vinyl windows?
It is a great question.
Yeah.
So fiberglass is really woven strands of glass, you know, put into a shape with resins to help it, you know, keep its form. And so some easy, simple ways to think about that is if you walk up and down the aisles at your local hardware store and see ladders, shovels, all of those things are made with fiberglass. It's very strong, durable. It's going to last really forever, a long time. And
it's lightweight.
And it's lightweight. And that's what makes it such a great product for windows is it because it's made of glass, it really performs and marries with the your glass that you're looking out of, you know, and really keeps its shape and form longer. And they work together. They're married together, work together very well. So vinyl is essentially plastic. It's, you know, like Play-Doh. It's squeezed out into a shape, and it's in.
God, if I could make windows out of Play-Doh, I would save a lot of money.
Some money, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The unfortunate thing is it's very pliable. It's you know, low temperatures makes it very pliable, so it's going to move. It expands and contracts, and it works against the glass, which the glass pack in your window is really 90% of all of your energy efficiency. So we've decided to become, you know, really, you know, fiberglass window providers here in Chicago. And really because the way it supports the glass, it's going to give you the longest lasting performance over time. And so years down the road, you're just as comfortable in your home now as you are, you know, day one.
Nice.
And it looks like wood, right? You can get colors that make it look very much like wood.
Yes. Yeah, so we've partnered up with Marvin Windows, and they had their fiberglass brand is Infinity by Marvin, and they mimic it to look like a wood window. And they have what's called Everwood on the inside. It's cohesively bonded to the fiberglass, and it can be painted or stained, custom staining to match anything, and it really looks like real wood.
I'm hearing you say not only are there some pretty big differences, but probably it sounds like the fiberglass is a better quality window. Am I right? But it's an application.
Yes, it is. To us, we believe it is a better quality window.
Yeah.
And it's going to be something that's going to give you the functionality, structural integrity for a longer amount of time.
I can definitely attest to the fiberglass durability. I mean, in our line of work, we tell folks all the time, you don't, I mean, People drop things. They break fiberglass shower pans. We fix them. You could fix it forever. I mean, you could keep dropping that bowling ball. I don't know what people do sometimes, but we, you know, you don't have to replace it. And that's a beautiful thing about Miracle Mouth, not to take the time away from you, but I could absolutely see the value there in the fiberglass. Wendy, we have a phone call.
We do.
I think. So this one's for Michael.
Hi, is this Kate?
Yes.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Did you have a question?
Yes. I live in a house that's over 100 years old.
Nice.
I do too.
Beautiful.
We need new windows. We definitely need, I would say, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in the front, 2 in one bedroom, 1 in another bedroom.
Are you in Chicago, Kate?
Yes.
All right.
And did you have a specific question?
Yes, what's your question, Kate?
Yeah, my question is, like, how much would it be to... I don't want to restore the windows. I want new windows.
I think you might need new windows. Yeah. Do you think the windows are 101 years old, Kate? I'm just kidding.
I bet ours are.
You said 1890?
I think it's the original windows. And, I mean, I believe
they are.
Like, depending on what type of house you have, there's amazing amounts of styles to match up with older houses.
Yes. And there's, you know, really want to make sure that you're partnering with someone that knows about installation. When it comes to older homes, there are some things that you have to watch out for, especially when you get to older homes. There's a lot of plaster walls, plaster walls that can crumble and such when you're getting into that work.
Yeah.
And so you have to be very careful. And I don't want to go down, you know, apologies for going down a path that maybe sounds like a non-answer, but really the biggest thing to do in getting the correct answer is to have someone come to your location and give you an estimate on site, because you really, especially when you're talking about older homes, there are a lot of things that can come into play that not just by looking at it, you're not always going to see it. So it's really good to get an expert opinion on site to take a look at it and really give you a clear estimate versus something just over the...
Nice. I just thought of something that we haven't done yet with the last caller. And so, Kate, hang on so you can get your Mr. Floor cleaning product. Hang on for us. And then why don't you, Michael, tell Kate and our other listeners how to get a hold of you, how to get an estimator out there.
Yeah. So great question. You can contact us at 844-600-6398. Or you can connect up with us with 1-800-NextDoor.com.